WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows, and Prince George's County commuters are dealing with a major problem all morning. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the very latest?
Well, investigation team is still at the scene of the crash. Reconstruction underway on the Suitland Parkway. It has left three dead in just a terrible crash. The Suitland Parkway, it's not accessible, and they say still for some time they expect that to be closed at Forestville Road. And to note, if you're on Route 4, do not commit south of that on Forestville Road. You're doing U-turns coming up to the scene of the crash. I'll have more on your detours coming up in traffic.
Companies and individuals around the world are dealing with the biggest global cyber attack ever. It targets users whose Windows operating systems have not been updated recently, says technology correspondent Samuel Burke.
Anybody can fall victim to this no matter where you are. Luckily, simple patch. Just update Windows. If you haven't done it since March, you're vulnerable. That's that little update you get in the lower right-hand corner to restart your computer. Do it and you will be safe.
Experts say the ransomware extortion scheme could wreak even greater havoc, though, as more malicious variations appear. Well, news that D.C.'s former school's chancellor may have given special treatment to the kids of a few city officials is infuriating to many parents and could leave a lasting impression.
The inspector general's report is still confidential, but we now know a deputy mayor in the Bowser administration is one of seven government officials whose kids got to skip the school lottery system.
For the 1,000 students who didn't get into that school, there's fury and rage.
Washingtonian editor-at-large Harry Jaffe says Mayor Bowser's response last week was tone-deaf. She said anyone in the city, her deputy mayor included, is allowed to ask for special treatment, and it's at the discretion of the chancellor.
Nobody wants to hear, hey, it's not my fault. People have long memories when it comes to favoritism and their children.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
No arrests have been made yet as Virginia State Police investigate what they're calling a targeted shooting over the weekend on I-95 in Richmond that left a Manassas woman dead. 26-year-old Danielle Nicole Holland was one of two people killed. A third person was seriously wounded when a car pulled alongside theirs on I-95 and opened fire. Weeks after a devastating fire at an apartment building under construction in College Park, its future remains uncertain.
Just what caused the five-alarm fire at the Fuse 47 apartment building in College Park remains a mystery, according to Mark Brady with Prince George's County Fire.
The calls, we believe, to be accidental, but we're still not complete our investigation.
A fire that caused roughly $40 million in damage to the project under construction near UMD. Brady says the building's future remains uncertain.
We've heard a couple different scenarios, but one of the most common that we're hearing is that the building may need to be demolished.
Fuse 47 was hoping to open in July. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Veteran actor Powers Booth has died.
His portrayal of the angry Senator Rourke confronting a hospitalized policeman in Sin City became a favorite scene.
I could pump you full of bullets right now and I wouldn't even be arrested. Everyone would lie for me. Everyone who counts.
Co-stars and friends Bo Bridges, James Woods, and Dana Delaney tweeted about working with Booth. He died in his sleep at age 68. I'm Pat Piper.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the Nasdaq at 6121. Sports, Michael Taylor hits the go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth as the Nats beat the Phillies to earn a split of their doubleheader. The Orioles lose again to Kansas City. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics Game 7 tonight. WNBA, the Mystics, win their season opener. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Another exciting excursion into broadcast excellence.
Rush Limbaugh.
I do this program for one group of people only, and that's you.
Weekdays, noon till 3.
So it's an enjoyable experience
on Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25%? While doing it. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com. This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at PrincipalMedicalGroup.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Again, just to let you know if you missed it, the Suitland Parkway remains shut down inbound at Forestville Road, the scene of a fatal crash. Investigation still underway. Now on Forestville Road, for some reason, that's still not blocked off coming south from Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue, but do not commit because you cannot get down to the Suitland Parkway either direction. They're turning you around, so that's just a mess. Avoiding Forestville Road between Suitland Parkway and Pennsylvania Avenue. You have to avoid that. Also, inbound on Suitland Parkway, don't commit from Route 4. They have that blocked off, and as a result, Route 4, that's our major route for the detour and the alternate. So out of Upper Marlboro, if you normally use Route 4, it is jammed today. You have extra volume, so you need to plan for extra time. As if that wasn't enough, we had a motorcade that moved through 395 with a lot of closures getting into those HOV lanes and toward the 14th Street Bridge HOV side. Looks like that's wrapped up, but major delays out of Newington, 395 jammed solid into town, 66 east, most of the way out of Manassas to the Beltway with 3 incidents now out of the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Arlington, 52 in Damascus, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Principal Medical Group. North Korea claims its missiles can now carry large nuclear warheads. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
We don't have press conferences, and we do...
You don't need that.
Well, you just don't have them. Unless I have them every 2 weeks, and I do myself. We don't have them.
That was the President of the United States talking to Judge Jeanine Pirro about the possibility of changing radically the way this White House communicates with the people of America and with the press corps. He says, look, we're just going to, maybe we'll just stop the daily briefing there. And it's turned into a big dog and pony show anyway, with media people trying to stick it to Sean Spicer. So maybe we'll just stop doing that, and maybe I'll just hold press conferences every other week or so. Joining us on the line right now, by the way, Brian Wilson and our good friend Vince Colonnaise in today for Mary. Joining us on the line right now, Joe Concha with The Hill. Good morning to you, Joe. How are you?
Bit hungover, guys, I got to be honest.
And why is that?
Mother's Day, man. A lot of celebration, well, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
too many mimosas.
I don't know what in the world you're talking about here. You know, to me, Mother's Day comes every other week for me, because that's when I get paid and I have to pay all those other mothers. Nah, that's an old joke. I'm sorry. All right, so, Joe, the President of the United States wants to change the... We've really gone downhill, haven't we? Wants to change the way he deals with the press, and maybe it's time for, he says, the daily press briefing to come to a close. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't think you forfeit the game. I think you change the players, Brian. Mm-hmm. And here's what I mean by that. Art Fleischer had this idea years ago. I'm advancing it now with some tweaks. The White House press corps, you're exactly right. It's all about showmanship, because those press briefings are on live TV, and everybody's trying to play a game of gotcha in the hopes of not getting more information, but hoping the clip goes viral, because they took on Sean Spicer, and it was a contentious exchange about XYZ. Probably, and I'm doing research on this today, it's probably 99-1 in terms of the word Russia. Forget Russia Today being a network. Russia Today is the daily press briefing. Russia's probably bought up during these press briefings more than anything. You rarely get any questions about economic news. And you say, well, economic news, that's not palace intrigue, that's boring. Yeah, but it's what got Donald Trump elected. And it's what gets anybody elected, quite frankly, because that's always the top issue for voters, right? But there's never any questions about business. So here's what Fleischer says, and here's what I'm going to add to it. Why not 2 days a week? 1 day a week, 2 days a week. If Fleischer says one, I say two. Put only business reporters in that press briefing. White House press corps, you take off. And then on top of that, Sean Spicer isn't doing that press briefing. You give it to a Wilbur Ross, a Mulvaney, somebody from the economic side, and it's only questions on business. You can ask other questions as well if you like, but for the most part, that's what we focus on. And then another day, bring in the foreign press and let them ask questions because it's a global economy. There's tumult all over the world. I just heard your news update. And then only questions on that. And then the White House press corps could come back in another 2 days a week, and then you could have all the ridiculous questions on everything around palace intrigue and who's getting fired.
You know, that's a fair idea, I think, in terms of avoiding what has become giving a platform to detractors, you know, basically people who are just looking for, as you mentioned, viral moments. But, you know, it also isn't coming upon the Trump administration to have sort of robust agencies and cabinet officials where they hold, say, daily State Department press briefings or, say, daily Commerce Department press briefings. None of those agency press briefings should be stand-ins or should be just managed by the White House, no?
Well, you're saying that you should have all those
simultaneously meaning those isolated issues that you mentioned, each of the agencies should be providing daily updates to the press that are responsible for covering them.
Oh, no, I totally agree with that. But I don't think we could. I agree with the administration in that for 5 days a week, that press briefing is hostile. It only focuses on palace intrigue. It only focuses on things that really don't matter to the American people. I mean, you could ask 100 people right now, oh, what do you think of that trade deal with China last week around beef? And I mean, it's huge. And no one would even know about it. No one would even know that jobless claims are at a 28-year low. No one would know that border crossings are down 70%. And I think if you take that main stage in the briefing room, I think that news gets out there more. But all that said, I heard some, like Newt Gingrich on Fox advocating, and Sean Hannity as well, saying, well, why doesn't he just send out a tweet with all of his accomplishments, and that's the only interaction he has with the press? I mean, that's there's a country that does that on the planet, and it starts with the word North. No, we're not going down that road. And there were people on Twitter, because I was on Hannity on Friday, applauding that. I mean, that's how horrible the sentiment is, at least from the Republican side, and even independents against the media. The numbers are something like 86% distrust the media by Gallup. This is before WikiLeaks and all those revelations last year, and 70% of independents don't trust the media. So there's such hatreds towards it that when these proposals are thrown out, like let's just cancel the press briefing, a lot of folks on the right and even in the middle would say, yeah, screw them.
Right. Let me throw an alternative idea about what is part of the problem down there, and that is, have you ever worked in a place where the environment was just toxic? You know, it was a toxic workplace, and maybe it really wasn't, everybody was in a bad mood, everybody, you know, hated being there, and that's what it's like to be in the White House press room, really, to be honest with you. I mean, I have actually been in that, and I stayed there for a couple of years. It is the most miserable place on the planet. You're all jammed in there shoulder to shoulder. You got no room. You can barely breathe. And then on top of all that, you know, they whine among themselves about this, that, and the other. And always, you know, they're sitting around talking about the administration in the most negative of way. And it infects every single human being that works there. Maybe what they need to do is make people get out of that briefing room from time to time and not have it just be a place where you hang out completely.
For sure.
I think it would completely...
If there's one place that has message discipline, it's the White House press corps.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really it's ridiculous how nasty the place is. It's just a den of vipers down there.
Yeah, right. I mean, paint the picture at home. The Brady briefing room, I was there a couple of weeks ago. It is the size... It used to be an indoor pool.
Right.
All right, so picture what an indoor pool room looks like. That's why it only fits 49 people. Do you know how many folks out there in the media world are credentialed to cover the White House? 750. And my argument is, why do the same 49 get to ask questions 5 days a week on a very highly rated show? It beats soap operas on the broadcast news. So, yeah, I say it's a winning argument when you bring in more press. The White House press corps, people argued with me over the weekend on Twitter, well, they're not going to stand for it. Well, they don't have any choice. The administration can do whatever they want. And it's a winning argument when you say, hey, well, all we're doing is bringing in other people that cover the White House in here a day or two a week. Well, what's wrong with that? I think it works.
Joe, last week, much was made of the Trump administration offering sort of what the press construed as conflicting messages on how Comey was fired. What did you make of the press's behavior last week in dealing with the Comey firing?
I don't understand, and I think I'm in the minority here, why everything has to come down to one reason in these situations.
Right.
So everybody points to, first, the Ron Rosenstein letter, and I did as well. I said, look, those seem to be very valid reasons that he points out why to fire Comey. Comey's approval rating, according to polling that we have here at The Hill from Harvard University and Harris, his favorability, I should say, was at 17 and 18% in March and April. So the people don't like him. Politicians don't like him. The deputy AG said, you got to get rid of him. And then Trump goes on NBC with Lester Holt and says, yeah, look, I've been thinking about this, firing him for a while. It was something that I was always going to do, but there's never a good time, which he's right. And everybody says, but Rosenstein's letter was the original reason given by the White House communications team, and now you're saying you're always going to do it all along? Well, why can't it just be a lot of factors?
Right.
I moved out of my apartment in Hoboken a couple of years ago. I was always thinking of doing it, right, because of problem XYZ, and then we got these noisy neighbors, and I said, that's the end, all right, that's going to do it for me.
Right.
But I can't point to one thing. It's a bunch of things. So to say that the White House was lying or wrong, I don't know. I think sometimes Trump is like a quarterback that gets ahead of his offensive line because he moves so fast, but I don't look at that as lying or poor messaging. I just think he always was going to do it. And look, he couldn't do it after the inauguration because that would be pointing the finger and saying, aha, you're doing that because he didn't recommend an indictment for Hillary Clinton. He couldn't do it in March because that's when the investigation was made public by Comey. It was announced. So when was he supposed to do this? It's like trying to break up with a girl that you know is into you. It's always going to end badly. It's always going to look messy. I've never done that. They always break up with me, but you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Somebody was oversharing there. Yeah. Joe, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Joe Concha with The Hill.
Thank you.
It's now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
What a Monday morning commute it's been. 395. I'm looking at delays now as you come off of 95, and commuters are already telling me about an hour trip from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Had a crash before the bridge. That was long cleared. And then we had an official movement, a motorcade that came through, blocking the entrances into the HOV lanes and parts of 395. That looks like that's been complete to get across the 14th Street Bridge, but that added the extra pressure. All right, 66, almost back out of Gainesville. Delays just jammed through Manassas most of the way to the Beltway. The latest two incidents have been cleared out of the travel lanes, south on 95 in Newington for the crash, to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road, 270. It's just been about the volume for you. Still have a lot of it, but no incidents reported. And the big story again this morning, Suitland Parkway under investigation. Accident reconstruction team at the scene of a fatal crash inbound Suitland Parkway at Forestville Road. Route 4 will be a lot of the bailout traffic, and that's jammed coming out of Upper Marlboro. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies, and it's going to be a much better day than we've had last week, you know, with all that gray, miserable, wet weather. High of 74 today, 54 tonight, tomorrow 82. Listen to this, Wednesday, 95 degrees. Oh. Thursday in the low 90s, and on Friday, showers might move in. On Friday, temperatures will come down a little bit, but still in the upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees, 817 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Miss USA 2017 is... District of Columbia!
Wow! That's right. District of Columbia won last night the Miss USA contest. And here's the thing. It's the second year in a row that Miss D.C. has won the contest.
Whoa, pretty nice for a place that isn't even a state.
That's right. I mean, it's not even a state, and they've already got two winners. Kara McCullough, a 25-year-old chemist working for, wait for it, the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Whoa.
Was crowned Sunday at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center on the Las Vegas Strip. She'll go on to compete in the Miss Universe contest. And so, yeah, it's quite a thing here.
So she's actually a nuclear bombshell.
She's you know, it's like they say, well, it's not rocket science. Well, she's not a rocket science, but she's a nuclear science.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Uber smart. She was born in Naples, Italy. Raised in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Sounds like there's some kind of military in her background, military family perhaps. She wants to inspire children to pursue careers in fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, the so-called STEM topics. That's got. And so last year, the District of Columbia resident, Deshauna Barber, became the first ever military member to win Miss USA. So congratulations, I would say, to Kara McCullough. And you know, she actually, she can put a sentence together. She has some interesting thoughts. For example, here, they did the Q&A.
Well, that in and of itself is record setting, I think.
That's right, a beauty queen who actually, has some thought, and maybe even a little conservative in her thinking. Listen to the question and answer session with Miss DC.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege. As a government employee, I am granted health care. And I see firsthand that for one to have health care, you need to have jobs. So therefore, we need to continue to cultivate this environment that we're given the opportunity to have health care as well as jobs to all the American citizens worldwide.
She's pro-job, and she thinks that health care is not a right. It's a privilege.
She just said, get a job. That was her answer.
I know. So you can't fault that.
That's pretty incredible. And they picked her to win? Something's wrong. Something's messed up in the process, or somebody wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, no, this is great. This is great news for the District of Columbia, and it really she apparently is uber smart and very respected at her job, and now she is Miss USA, goes on to the Miss Universe contest. But, sometimes these question and answer sessions, well, you never know how they're going to go. Here was a question and answer session with Miss New Jersey.
Social media allows us to share every aspect of our lives, but it can also cause us to be hyper-aware of how we measure up to others. Do you feel that social media is ultimately positive or negative?
With social media, I believe it has given us so much power in this world. But with great power comes great responsibility. And I've seen both ends of social media. For me, it has been one of the most empowering experiences because I've met so many empowered women. But at the same time, I've also been a victim of cyberbullying, like many of the contestants with me standing on this stage.
What is she talking about?
Excuse me. Is a beauty queen the victim of cyberbullying? I mean, usually it's not the beauty queens who are the victims.
No.
But she says...
The tables have turned, beauty
with
queen.
With great power comes great responsibility. She's basically giving us a quote from Spider-Man.
Yes, it was Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
I think before he died in the street in front of Peter Parker, he uttered... With great power comes great responsibility. My favorite millennial quote of all time. It's like, if you're looking for a quote, Uncle Ben's got that one for
Uncle
you.
Uncle Ben. You can't go wrong with Uncle Ben from Spider-Man. And by the way, she was asked a question, Miss DC was, about feminism. Are you a feminist?
Ooh.
What do you consider feminism to be? And do you consider yourself a feminist?
Yes, you do. Absolutely. You get a microphone. Here we go.
As a woman scientist in the government, I've liked to lately transpose the word feminism to equalism. I don't really want to consider myself. Try not to consider myself like this, like diehard, I don't really care about men. But one thing I'm going to say is, though, women, we are just as equal as men when it comes to opportunity in the workplace. And I say firsthand, I have witnessed the impact that women have in leadership in the medical sciences as well as just in the office environment. So as Miss USA, I would hope to promote that type of leadership responsibility globally to so many women worldwide.
Yeah, I like this woman. This is awesome.
Send a girls in the STEM and then they become conservatives. That's nobody told the Democrats.
It's 823 on WMAL.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out now at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It comes to my favorite part of the day. I get to talk to you about gutters, the LeafGuard gutters, because the LeafGuard is an amazing product, has two really important benefits for your home. First of all, it's one-piece covered design, sheds the leaves and debris, lets the water in, lets the gutters do what gutters are supposed to do, which is to effectively move water away from your home. That can help prevent roof leaks, foundation damage. By the way, clogged gutters are a safe haven for mosquitoes and insects and mice. You don't want that. Clogged gutters can cause wood rot around the fascia of your home. Clogged gutters also cause soil erosion around your flower beds. And you wouldn't have any of those things if you had the LeafGuard system installed on your house. And if for some reason, somehow, and it won't, but if it somehow should clog, you just pick up the phone, you call the LeafGuard people, they come out and take care of it. It's that nasty job you'll never have to do again, ever. Schedule your in-home estimate today. Get a $50 restaurant.com coupon. No purchase necessary. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Find out more at briangutters.com. That's BRIAN gutters.com.
assaults, robbery, even murder.
I was happy that he was captured.
At some of the area's most popular malls, a five-month-long Seven on Your Side investigation. Protect yourself from the seven highest crime malls. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
We all want to be our healthiest, so we get a doctor. Pretty good, right? Or maybe we get a group of doctors who all work together. Even better. But what if we could have a group of top doctors working together with our health coverage? That would be Kaiser Permanente. We work together to make sure you get the care you need and the coverage to make it happen. Because your health is the only thing that matters. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
It is now 8:25, time for WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, still no change on the Suitland Parkway, which we were told that early this morning. Fatal overnight crash. In fact, three fatalities at this terrible accident. Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway. That's going to be at Forestville Road. But the closure points as you come from Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, and beyond the crash, Forestville Road to Suitland Road, so you don't get hung up in that. Please do not use Forestville Road south of Route 4. Cars are being turned around, so you have to make a U-turn once you get down toward the scene of the crash. It's a mess there. And on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, that definitely is the obvious choice as the bailout route. So out of Upper Marlboro Slough, in the backups, we had a crash, but police tell me it was a minor fender bender, nonetheless a fender bender, and that's been cleared out of the travel lane. So still hefty delays and extra time needed for sure. Now let's get you around the Beltway through New Carrollton Slough, through the College Park and into Silver Spring. Looks like the normal backups there. Virginia jam solid through Manassas Center. Get a brief break. Fair Oaks to the Beltway. We've had a number of incidents on 66, and a motorcade went through 395 and over the 14th Street Bridge. Both the main and HOV lanes were affected there. As update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun today. Breezy and cooler. Gusty northwest winds at times. High 74. Clear skies 54 tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 53 degrees at 827.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, son.
Where does sausage come from?
Where is your mother?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I got this. Whew. Everyone knows the best sausage comes from Premio.
Yep.
In this house, we only trust sausage that's made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. The only thing added is my own special touch.
When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer. Premio, the way sausage should be.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up in just a moment, should renters get protection or should the people who actually own the property be protected? A very interesting law now coming into play in the District of Columbia. We'll fill you in coming up after the news. 8:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. A serious overnight crash has been causing serious problems for hours this morning for a lot of Prince George's County commuters. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the latest on the situation?
Well, there's no change, Bill. We still have the closure since about the 3 a.m. hour of this two-car crash. Three fatalities, and so major problem here with investigation, reconstruction crew at the scene. They say it still could take hours till they can wrap this up, obviously. So Suitland Parkway with the closure just inside the Beltway, but a long stretch where you cannot use it. I'll have that in your detours coming up in traffic.
Law enforcement officials around the world are emphasizing that the threat from that massive global cyber attack is not over yet.
The ransomware known as WannaCry exploits a vulnerability in outdated versions of Microsoft Windows, locking down all of the computer's files. The hackers then demanding hundreds of dollars in ransom to relinquish control of the files. Microsoft's chief legal officer said Sunday that the company is working to address the problem, but also said companies have a responsibility to update their systems and that governments must do more to proactively fight cyber threats. I'm Reed Binion.
North Korea says the missile it launched over the weekend was a new type of rocket that can carry a heavy nuclear warhead. If confirmed, that claim would mark another big step forward in North Korea's escalating efforts to field a nuclear-tipped missile capable. All but one of the five candidates for governor of Virginia are denouncing a Saturday night rally in Charlottesville by white nationalists angry over the impending removal of two Confederate war statues. The rally drew about 100 torch-wielding protesters chanting things like, "You will not replace us." The only gubernatorial candidate at this hour not to speak out against the rally, Republican Corey Stewart. A Manassas woman was one of two people killed in a shooting that happened on I-95 in Richmond. 26-year-old Danielle Nicole Holland was among seven people in a car headed north on 95 when another car pulled up alongside and opened fire. Police are calling the shooting a targeted incident. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,897, the NASDAQ at 6,121. Sports: Bryce Harper goes 3-for-4 with an RBI double as the Nats take the second game of their doubleheader with Philly after losing the first one. The Orioles lose to Kansas City again. NBA, it's Wizards-Celtics Game 7 tonight. WNBA, the Mystics open their season with a win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Achoo! It could be the worst allergy season in years, but you don't have to suffer. Your home should be an oasis, but pollen and other allergens can burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. Combine that with dirt, pet odors, and even bacteria. You don't need new rugs. You just need Hadid.
For all your oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe.
Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of not only pet odors, dirt, and grime, but the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now Joe is offering a second cleaning option. For certain rugs that qualify, he has developed a cleaning process that is faster and will save you money. Plus, right now we're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. That's 20% off. To learn more, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com. Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now on to the second part of the empowered weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And as we have been all morning watching the Suitland Parkway, the closure with the fatal incident and investigation, some movement happening at the scene of the crash right now. So the incident happened just inside the Beltway, Suitland Parkway at Forestville Road. That closure has been in place since about 3 a.m. this morning. Forestville Road, south of Route 4, I still would not commit to Forestville Road in either direction between the Suitland Parkway and Route 4, even though they are now releasing traffic on Forestville Road. That is jammed solid. The bailout and alternate route this morning has been Route 4, so out of Upper Marlboro, everybody in that hefty delay, Route 4, and this will be with us for a while to get up to the Beltway and beyond through Forestville. But again, at the scene of the crash, it looks like they're starting to let some traffic get through, so this is some positive news. Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway. This is just happening. Now, let's get into Laurel. It's been a tough go on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crash to the shoulder, southbound there 197, but slows each direction. In Silver Spring, right in the intersection of University Boulevard and Dennis Avenue. I'm looking at this crash. It's on both sides of University Boulevard. Doesn't look like anybody's getting through. We have multiple fire and rescue units at the scene. Might be diverted onto Dennis Avenue. That puts it west of Four Corners. And for 66, between 123 and Nutley Street, those accidents cleared, but major delays persist. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Haymarket, 55 in Silver Spring, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, and today in for Mary Walter, who is taking the day off. Our good friend Vince Colonnais from the Daily Caller. How are you, Vince?
I'm doing fantastic. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Fascinating story that was brought to our attention by the folks over at NBC4, WRC. They did an investigative piece about a law in the district that's been on the books since the 1980s, which gives renters the right of first refusal on purchasing a piece of property if the people who actually own the property want to sell it. But there's a new twist to this. Take a listen to some of their reporting. This is from NBC4.
Had I known, I would never, ever, ever rent property in Washington, D.C.
Quite a warning tonight for homeowners. You might not be able to sell your house when you want to. And listen to this. Your renter could be entitled to part of your profit.
I've been accused of hostage taking. I don't like that term.
But Andrew McGuire acknowledges he holds up home sales for a living.
Well, I'm not trying to make the sale fall apart. I'm trying to change who the buyer is.
So he can get a cut of the payout.
It's become his entire law practice, the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, designed to keep renters from being displaced by giving them the right to buy the place they live when it goes up for sale. If they don't want to buy, they can instead sell those rights to someone else. And it doesn't have to be the buyer the seller wanted.
That's right. So basically, if you're renting a place and the owner wants to sell it, you have the right to negotiate for the sale of that house.
Right.
But what is also happening is the people who are renting are selling that right to other people who want to purchase the house, so that the owner of the house has to negotiate with whoever you give the rights to, and you get a cut of the money. You get like $50,000 simply because you're a renter and you sell the rights to negotiate to someone else. So our question here this morning is, and it's a very interesting thing, who should be protected here? Should it be the people who are renting and, you know, who have some interest in not being just thrown out on their ear on short notice, or the people who actually own the property in this particular case, who can't actually sell the property to anybody they want to sell it to because of this 1980 law that is now being used in this new and different way? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. You know, I do understand, you know, when you rent, you don't want to end up, you know, having, you know, being thrown out on short notice. And so it's always thought that renters need some protection, and I think most renters do get some protection under laws in most places. But this is very different. This is basically saying that if you are the renter, then you can force the owner, if he wants to sell to you or to somebody else that you give the rights to.
The bizarre thing in this, it all emanates from the fact that the law doesn't define what being a tenant means. Mm-hmm. So therefore, a caretaker who's staying in your home for a short amount of time can qualify as somebody who has been a tenant, because it's not defined as, like, whose name is on the lease, for instance. So this is a massive loophole that was just discovered, and it exists. Apparently, there's, like, an entire extortion industry in waiting that could spill out of this product. And I have problems with it.
Yeah.
Because I figure if you're going to rent, you sort of know that you're renting from somebody else who owns the property. By its very nature, there's somebody you're reporting to. You're calling them to make changes to the home if you want to. You're calling them to make exceptions to your lease. But, you know, when it comes to the actual sale of the home, like, yeah, of course, reasonable people should make space for one another. Hey, we're going to give you 60 days to move out, find something else, but we're selling this house.
Yeah, and if you want to put in a bid, then we'll talk to you first. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
Or maybe the new owner will want tenants already in the home. Maybe that can be agreed to.
Yeah, maybe that could be agreed to. Well, here it's a 1980 law called the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, TOPA. And listen to this description. Designed to keep longtime D.C. renters from being forced out of gentrifying neighborhoods. See, there's a race component to
this. Of course.
Or to help them afford a new lease in a different building. It basically gives the renters first right to buy the place they live in once it goes up for sale. But as I said, people are abusing the situation. How about Howard and Manassas? What do you think about who should be protected here, the owner of the property or the person who rents the property?
Obviously, common sense, the homeowner, and it's just as another example when the government gets involved that things go crazy. I mean, the homeowner did all the work, you know, assuming to purchase property, this, that, and the other. And then for them to be able to be held up by the renter, there's many cases where you can't even get the renter out. And now you have to get a court order to get them out, and you lose several months of rent, and you never get it back. I mean, it's just crazy, crazy stuff. Our world is ridiculous.
Yeah, it seems to me that it's backwards. I mean, it's the owner who assumed the risk, the financial risk of buying the home, right?
Right, and this is much more intense than just having a squatter. You actually have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to get the person out of your house.
Yeah, Roger in D.C., what do you say? You're on with Brian and Vince this morning.
The law in question in our firm sort of specializes in the law has been in effect for decades. It has been used to extort literally up to hundreds of thousands of dollars from certain landlords in exchange for tenants getting out of the property or allowing sales to somebody else. Jim Graham, the city council, once put it this way. Well, tenants are entitled to their piece of the pie, aren't they? So it is intended to be confiscatory. This is not a new thing. It just hasn't been reported before now.
The indication we're getting is that this is as the use of this law has been on the upswing here in recent. You say it's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a long time, never reported, and we have handled cases where entire sales of apartment buildings have been held up by tenants demanding $200,000 before they get out of the way of the sale.
And do they usually get it?
Sometimes they get in the tens of thousands of dollars. I've heard of one instance where a tenant got close to $200,000. Otherwise, the sale could not go through. The building could not be renovated because the sale could not go through.
You know, this is very obviously an illuminating topic. But, the one thing it makes you realize is as this gets publicized, now more renters are going to be aware of this law. And we may actually see an explosion in people making these types of claims. But simultaneously, this is the type of thing that needs coverage. If you think the law needs to change, you've got to know about it.
That's right. More of your calls straight ahead on this. It's 844 on WMAL.
The Pirates are going to have to work extra hard.
Line drive, base hit, game over.
Jason Wirth.
A rocket straight away.
Because the Nationals always give a pinch more. The extra bucks versus the greater Wirth. Complete game. Nationals Pirates. The series starts tomorrow night at 6:30 on NASN.
Ain't baseball great?
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we finally have a change for the better on the Suitland Parkway. We're really happy that they can get some traffic to get by here now. Inbound Suitland Parkway at Forestville Road. This is just inside the Beltway. We've had that closure for hours. Earlier accident had been under investigation and reconstruction. Now reopened. So, major delays on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. That was the obvious alternate. So out of Upper Marlboro, that'll take a while. But now you can make that exit onto the Suitland Parkway off of Route 4. So much better news there. In Silver Spring, still major accident activity here on University Boulevard and Dennis Avenue, 395 off the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Had a motorcade that went through, had an earlier crash near the bridge. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cooler today, but then temperatures warm up heading into midweek. Mixed clouds and sun and breezy at times today, mid-70s. Clear tonight, 54. Sunny, warmer, 82 Tuesday. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 54 degrees at 8:46.
One of the best ways to improve your home is with new floors. Now until the end of the month is 50 floors 60% off sale. Mention or enter promo code radio for an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
In Washington, D.C.
Very interesting story brought to our attention by the folks at News 4 about a rule that we're hearing has been on the books for a long, long time. But basically it says if you're the owner of a house, then, you know, and you got somebody renting your property, that they get right of first refusal if you decide you want to sell. In other words, you got to negotiate with them. But the twist on it is the people who are renting sometimes sell their right to negotiate to someone else for like $50,000 in some cases, and if you don't pay the money, you know, then the whole deal gets hung up.
It seems totally fair.
It doesn't seem right at all. Who should be protected? The owner of the property who assumed the risk in purchasing the property in the first place, or the renter? It sounds to me like a pretty simple question. But what do you think about it? How about George in Jacksonville? If you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Vince Colonnaise in for Mary Walter.
Good morning, guys. I like you guys and like your station a lot.
Thanks.
Listen, when this law was passed in the 1980s, that was an unauthorized taking of property rights. When you buy a deed, you buy a bundle of rights, including the right to possess the property, the right to rent it, the right to sell it. And a right of first refusal is one of those rights. And it sounds like the city just walked in and took those rights away from owners and gave them to tenants. And the owners as a group ought to sue as a class and have that darn law expunged.
Yeah, take this thing to court and get it fixed.
Well, yeah, you'd think that. Well, if it's been on the books since the 1980s, why did they not do it? Is it because they didn't want to bring attention to it, do you think? Because if you bring attention to it, then all of a sudden you got all these other people who are renting say, oh, I could get some money because I'm a renter? Well, you know, and maybe that's what the calculation people made on that.
I know some hard up for cash reporters who are out there renting places in D.C. who would love to do this.
You know, how about John in Silver Spring? You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Hello, yes. I have a very simple question. Does the law go both ways? My friend's selling a property, and he might lose money. Can he go back and charge the renter for some of the law?
No, that would never work. They would never go for that. But I take your point. When you buy a piece of property, it is a risky investment. There is always risk with every investment. And you may make money on the house, or you may not make money on the house long term.
Yeah, and in this case, you know, you've got people in D.C. who are apparently just diving in and taking their piece of the pie, whether or not anybody's making money on the house. And these are people who have no claim whatsoever to the ownership of the home.
Robert in Tyson's Corner, you're up next with Brian and Vince this morning. What do you say?
Hey, good morning, gents. So, as one of your liberal Democrat listeners, I wanted to be able to chime in, too, and say this is an abhorrent law. And I agree. The last caller is this. As someone who has actually owned properties, houses in my military career and rented them out, I've had issues with a tenant once in a sale that bailed out in the middle of the night. We assume a lot of risk by doing this. And the idea of being able to step in and give any additional rights, because they're right. All the different states we've owned property in, there's plenty of rights that are given to tenants, and deservedly so. But this is insane. And the question I would wonder is it legal? Would there be any legal recourse for a group of owners and everything to actually challenge the law?
Well, I have a feeling now that this is, as they say, the can is open, the worms are everywhere. Maybe that might happen. We'll see. It's very interesting, and I was completely unaware of it. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a crappy situation to be in.
It is now 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Have you ever heard of stuffed animal sleepovers? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. This is one of those stories I really wish you could see what I'm talking about. Libraries across the country have started what they're calling stuffed animal sleepovers. Kids will drop off their favorite stuffed animals for the night, and then librarians will photograph them reading books. When the kids pick up their stuffed animals the next day, they get pictures of what their furry friends had read the night before. Now here's the thing. A new study out of Japan found that this actually encourages kids to read. They also began to read to their stuffed animals. Now, encouraging kids to read and then reading with them is so important, obviously, to their cognitive development. So experts recommend choosing a few books to read repeatedly, and even buying toys that appear as characters in books. It'll help bring those pages to life. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. now. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts rewards program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach. One way for as low as $61. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 5/31/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
It is 8:55 now. WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and change for the better for sure. Suitland Parkway has been reopened. That had been closed most of the morning rush hour. But again, inbound Suitland Parkway lanes are available just inside the Beltway at Forestville Road. That was the scene of the serious crash that had been under investigation for hours. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Now it's about recovering as you leave Upper Marlboro past Ritchie Marlboro Road toward Woodyard and Dower House Road. Then the pace actually is starting to get better, so good there. A number of accidents still with this commute. Let's go into Silver Spring. University Boulevard, Dennis Avenue, west of Four Corners. Still watch for police direction through that intersection. Quite busy. On New Hampshire Avenue, northbound, trying to get up to the Beltway for the crash. Beltway topside still slows as you merge off the 95 and around 2 George Avenue. 395 earlier had a motorcade that went through that area. Still quite slow through Landmark, Shirlington across the 14th Street Bridge. Update sponsored by Parker Pier Service Experts. Contact Parker Pier Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up, get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little cooler here to start off the business week. Mix of clouds and sun for us today. Breezy with a gusty northwest wind at times. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear overnight, mid-50s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow, low 80s. Partly cloudy, low 90s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:56.
That's correct. You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow, I sure have a feeling there's going to be some more developments on the issue of who's going to be the next FBI director. So we'll be all over that story. Vince Colonnais with the Daily Caller. Let me say thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. Oh, looky there. It's Chris Plant.
Never has an FBI director been so important to so many Americans all at once. Isn't it? It's vitally important that we fill that slot because James Comey was such an important part of my life until a week ago.